let's start off with letting everybody know exactly what clean eating is.
Yeah, clean eating, the foundation, the core principle is choosing whole foods in their least processed state. So when I say least processed, you know, every food that you buy at the grocery store is typically processed in some way. So mm-hmm. it's choosing those foods that have the least amount. For example, you know, you look at, you've got an apple, right? You plucked from the tree.
Mm-hmm.
That's not processed. But, of course, when you're at the grocery store, it's going to be washed. That's, of course, good. That's still good. We want to wash our fruits and vegetables. But as it moves further down that continuum, maybe it's turned into juice. Maybe it's turned into applesauce. Maybe it's turned into a fruit leather. So when that happens, certain nutrients you're going to lose. For example, fiber is a big one that oftentimes is removed during processing.
Mm-hmm.
Fiber, of course, you want to get more of, keeps you fuller longer, and of course, prevents diseases as well.
For someone who really wants to try and live a clean eating lifestyle, where do you start? Because it can seem kind of overwhelming a little bit.
Sure, it could. It can. And remember, it took you how many, you know, decades to get to where we all are today with our eating habits, right? So realize it's going to be a process, right?
Yeah.
So I recommend starting with your regular habits and pick a few things. I think most of us know where we can improve, right?
Oh, yeah.
We know the basics of nutrition. But if you start with your, let's say you eat the same thing for breakfast every day and you're like, yeah, I know that's not doing me any good. Or maybe you're not even eating breakfast.
Mm.
That could be a great place to start. So those regular habits are what's going to have the most impact. So that's where I recommend starting. Maybe you like to eat pasta for dinner on a regular basis. Okay, take a look at that. Could you get a healthier pasta? Could you get a whole grain pasta? Or maybe brown rice, if you like that. Even if you're going out to eat, most restaurants offer brown rice. So look at those things that you're consistently doing and ways you can make it better.
Well, you know, that's exactly what I've done. I'm really trying to switch to a clean eating lifestyle. I'd love to do it to 100%. Sometimes it's more like 99%. But when I go to, now I do a lot more planning when I do my shopping. Because if I want more fresh fruits and more fresh vegetables, I want to have them as fresh as possible. So I might shop two or three times a week. And it seems to work for me.
Yeah, that's good. And that's the other thing. You make a great point. You have to do what works for you.
Right.
Everybody's lifestyles and schedules and home situations are different. And grocery shopping is huge. I can tell you personally, I get my groceries delivered by one of the local grocery stores. And it's real. I think I actually save money because I'm not buying those impulse items.
Yeah.
And the produce, you know, the big question is people wonder about the produce. Well, is the produce going to be good? You know what? If usually it's great. If you don't like it, just call them and they'll refund your money.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one way to get it in there. But getting on that grocery shopping schedule, if you still want to go to the store, that's a key too.
Yeah, I really do enjoy shopping. I like to see what new things they have, but I'm also avoiding certain things like end cap items. Those are your biggest impulse purchases. And I'm also looking at the recipes, how I can convert them to more of a clean eating recipe. You know, I look at this turkey chili recipe I have, and it calls for canned tomatoes. So now I need to learn to figure out if I want to get my own fresh tomatoes and chop them up, approximating that to that can of processed chopped tomatoes.
Well, you know, canned tomatoes, when you look at the packaged foods,
yeah,
you really want to read those ingredient lists.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you buy canned tomatoes, actually, you know, depending on the brand, depending on what type of product it is, oftentimes it's just tomatoes and salt. So, you know, in that particular case, I mean, I can tell you I use canned tomatoes.
Okay.
But I also use fresh. It just depends. But I read those ingredient labels, and I read those sodium contents, especially when it comes to canned foods.
Oh, I really do. I sat there. I must have been in the canned food section for I don't know how long, reading the labels mm-hmm. and wanting to make sure that, you know, I had the ones with no salt or little salt. And I noticed something mm-hmm. new. Now a few of the brands are putting made with sea salt. Like, that's supposed mm-hmm. to be so much healthier. That's kind of a little bit of a misnomer, isn't it? You're still getting salt.
Right. The thing with sea salt is it still contains sodium. Now, sea salt, and they can contain other minerals as well. So the sodium might be slightly lower, but if you, let's say you have high blood pressure
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to get that number down, you still really do want to hone into those sodium contents, even if it does say sea salt. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Looking also through your book, you know, Clean Eating for Busy Families does really look at the family. And you're making it easy because you can do these meals or whatever recipes you choose in 30 minutes or less. You're not looking at adding a lot of time.
Yeah, that's a huge thing. I mean, we're all pressed for time. It's very, very infrequent that you meet somebody that has copious amounts of time on their hand, right? So I really just look at how do you – I'm a big fan of one-pot meals when possible, meaning there's a protein, there's a vegetable, mm-hmm. there's a, you know, a good carb in there, maybe a high-fiber carb, because that's going to save you time in the kitchen. It's going to save you on dishes. It's going to save you on, you know, just cleanup. So, for example, I have a chili recipe in my cookbook. It's a slow cooker chili recipe, and you make that, you pop it in the slow cooker, takes, you know, a little bit to prep, and you pop it in the slow cooker, and then you come home later that day, and you have a full, complete meal, finish it off with some diced avocado, maybe a little fresh lime juice, and that's a really satisfying meal that it's a huge crowd pleaser, too.
Oh, it is. Speaking of avocado, have to bring this up to everybody, because I saw this recipe, and it was for chocolate mousse with a base of avocado, and I thought, ew. But you corrected me on that, and you sent me a recipe that I'm going to be trying tonight. Honestly, avocado as a dessert base, that works?
It really does. It's amazing what you can do with avocados. And I've actually tried a few different avocado mousses made with chocolate. They're really creamy. So instead of all that heavy cream, which would normally be used, it has the avocado. So that's the fat. However, it's a good fat. Mm-hmm. And it's the type of fat that's good for your heart. And, of course, avocados have a bunch of other great nutrients, too. So, yeah, avocado, you can put avocado in smoothie also.
Yep.
Makes it really creamy. And you can use it as a butter replacer in your cookie recipes. Or well, I would say go half and half. Like, I've made cookies. Actually, I have a cookie recipe on my website. It's made with half of its avocado and half of it, you know, some type of a fat. Maybe it's butter or something. But it really works. It really works, and it's delish.
And you at least have to give it a try before you turn up your nose. Like I initially thought I was going to, because I love avocado toast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that on a lot of menus here in Tampa Bay, for starters at brunches. So they're picking up on it, too. You mentioned your website. Let's make sure we give that out to everybody so they can follow you.
Yes, thank you. It's MichelleDudash.com. And you can get my newsletter, free newsletter with great recipes and tips every month in your inbox. And, of course, there's a ton of free recipes also.
Oh, I go for those every time. Oh, and I did want to bring up, when you're talking about clean eating, you're not talking about getting all the sweets out of your diet. Obviously, we just talked about chocolate mousse, but you've got a nice section in there on skinny sweets.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and that's, yeah, you still got to enjoy life, right? You got to enjoy your food. So if it's okay to have, it's okay to have a little dessert every day. I can tell you, I have my dark chocolate every day.
Oh, yeah.
In my little carry-on bag right now, actually.
I couldn't live without dark chocolate, and that's why when I saw the chocolate mousse recipe, I thought, you know, I'm saved, because that can be my downfall. I'm a chocoholic too. Okay, so for someone who wants to start a clean eating lifestyle, where is the what's the first thing they should do before diving headlong into it?
Oh gosh, well, I definitely recommend my book. I think it gets you it gives you the basics of starting with clean eating, which is Clean Eating for Busy Families. And also just remember, just try to get to that produce section. I think if you start with incorporating more fresh fruits and vegetables, that's, you know, one of the ultimate clean eating foods. Mm-hmm. It's going to give you a lot of great nutrients and it's low in calories. That's a great way to start.
Yeah. And we're into the season down here where, gosh, we can go U-Pick. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of organic farmers markets that are open. I've started checking those out. And just having fun again. I love cooking, but I found myself getting away from it because it felt like a chore and I was just felt so overwhelmed. And that's when you start buying the quick, easy processed foods. And this is a way to get it quick and easy, but not processed.
Right. Yeah. You've got to start with good foundation of some simple and streamlined recipes that incorporate those whole foods. And once you have those, you can gradually build those. Keep those in a folder. That's what I do, too. So it's easy to forget, like, what do we eat again? What do we make for dinner? And that, it just makes, it's a no-brainer. Then you just follow what you have, your favorite recipes that everybody loves, and you're all set.